Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we come to you today and we say yes. Would you visit every home? And Lord, we heard in church renewal this week, not just a visitation, but a habitation. Lord God, would we be aware of your Holy Spirit's dwelling with us? Lord, even as here at the church building, we lit a candle to represent the presence of your Holy Spirit in this place. Lord, we know that you are present in every home, Lord, of those who follow you. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your presence, Lord, in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, team. They're going to stick around a bit because we're going to be doing some different things this morning as we experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit right where you are, right where we are, and I'm very excited about this. But just want to lay some foundations here before we get started. So the Holy Spirit, who we are celebrating, acknowledging today on the day of Pentecost, it's a significant celebration, a reminder to us. It's not that we don't acknowledge him year-round, but this is a moment in time where we pause and we say, hey, let's remind ourselves of these truths found in Scripture. So the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and that means he is a part of the Godhead. We talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In every way, the Holy Spirit is God. And he comes to dwell in our lives the moment that we receive Christ, so that God is present with us always, wherever we go. Well, we're going to turn now to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. And we're going to read what that first Pentecost was all about. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them, and rested on each one of them as each person received the Holy Spirit. And they were all filled, that is, diffused without their being, with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout and God-fearing men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, a crowd gathered, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing those in the upper room speaking in his own language or dialect. They were completely astonished, saying, "Look, are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears in our own language or native dialect? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and people of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia Minor, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene, and the visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we all hear them speaking in our native tongues about the mighty works of God." And they were beside themselves with amazement and were greatly perplexed, saying to one another, "What could this mean?" But others were laughing and joking and ridiculing them, saying, "They are full of sweet wine and are drunk." Here's the reality from that passage of Scripture. The Holy Spirit in our lives is evident to others. When we allow his work and his ministry to take place in us, it quickly becomes evident to others. And because of that, many are drawn to the Lord, and Scripture says there will be those that may ridicule or may turn away. But church, we want to do life with the presence of the Holy Spirit evident, flowing out of us. We receive the ministry he has to offer so that that can flow out of us. So here's what we're going to do today. We are going to take some time today as a church to talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and then to pause and experience that for ourselves. Because the wonderful thing, like we said, the Holy Spirit is fully God. So he is present everywhere in those who've received the Lord. So you can receive ministry from the Holy Spirit right where you are. It doesn't need to be here in the walls of our church building with a pastor nearby. It can be right where you are. Today we're going to be quieting ourselves to listen for God's voice. This involves being still and waiting on him. And so there's going to be moments in the service where we pause, where the worship team may play or sing in the background, just to help out a bit with environment and creating that environment where we're aware of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to take time to wait and to listen. John 10:27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." And Psalm 62:15 says, "Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him." Now, you may be listening today and perhaps you've never heard the voice of God before and you're a little uncertain about how this is all going to work. I want to encourage you to tune in, to really dial in, to not go to a place of discouragement right away or, well, that's not going to work for me. Because the Holy Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. It can be a real strong impression. It can be a scripture placed on our hearts, perhaps a picture in our minds. So as you're listening, I want to encourage you not to be too quick to dismiss the first thought that comes into your mind as being your own. I want you to weigh it against the Word of God and weigh it against the things that you're facing and see if those two align and receive today and be open to receiving. And I also don't want you to walk away discouraged if you're like, well, I did my best, but I still don't know that I heard the voice of the Lord. We can still notice his presence in other ways. Perhaps today you'll walk away with a new measure of peace or a new measure of comfort or just a stirring that you can't even really identify yet. So I want to encourage you to be open to that. But as we get ready, we're going to do just a brief time of preparation here so that our hearts are ready to receive whatever God has for us. And I'm excited because I know today that you will receive. And you may not even see all of that today. It may be the next day or throughout the week that you begin to feel these stirrings or hear some promptings from the Lord. I kind of liken it to when, you know, you're getting ready for a big turkey dinner and you decide not to eat for a little while so that you can be fully prepared for the big event. Sometimes we take this time of preparation, like we're doing today, time in his presence, and that event of actually hearing something very specific from the Lord may come just a little bit later. Well, would you join me for a few moments? We did say if you can have a journal handy, a piece of paper, a pen, a tablet, whatever works for you to recording some things down, to do so. If you haven't done that, you can still participate just right where you are. But we're going to take some time just to do some praise and thanksgiving before the Lord. We've done a lot of that during our worship time. But I want to encourage you now to even jot down three things right now that you can be thankful to the Lord for. And so we're going to pause just for a moment to allow you to do that. And we're going to do that with you here to the degree that it's possible. But would you do that now? Three things about thankfulness to the Lord. So Lord, we come before you this morning in thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for your presence here among us. Lord, we thank you for the works that you've already done in our life. God, help us to be quick to remember. Lord, in times of discouragement, help us not to look back and go, well, God wasn't present. But Lord, help us to see where you were present in your name. The next thing we're going to do in preparation is scripture says in Matthew 6:14-15, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. This morning, as we experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we want to come to him with a clean slate. And we start with forgiving others, people that we feel have wronged or offended us. And I want to remind you that that doesn't mean that what they did was okay, or that there won't be more to do in terms of healing or reconciliation. But what you were saying is, God, I take the right to punish. I take the right to take vengeance, and I place that in your hands, and I leave it with you, God of justice. So would you take a few moments, and we're just going to put a slide up on the screen with a question that you can ask the Lord right now. You can write this down if you like. God, is there anyone I need to forgive before we continue our conversation today? Is there anyone I need to forgive before we continue? And we're just going to wait on the Lord and listen to his voice, and I encourage you to write his response down. We've written down, Lord God, we pray that you would bring justice in those areas and healing to our hearts. Lord, we release to you what you need to do in their lives, Lord God, and we receive, Lord, your healing, but we also extend forgiveness. Lord, we choose forgiveness today. We choose not to carry that hurt and that offense with us, but Lord, we give that to you. The Holy Spirit comes to convict of sin, Scripture says, John 16:8. And when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and, of the coming judgment. And this is not to bring condemnation on us, but it's to bring salvation for those who don't know the Lord. And it's to remove barriers in our relationship with him for those who do. And as Hebrews 12:1 says, he comes and that Holy Spirit convicts to free us from every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, so that we might run with endurance the race that God has set before us. God offers us forgiveness of sin. So as the Holy Spirit convicts and we bring that before the Lord, we are offered a chance to be forgiven. And I want to pause here just for a moment and say, if you're watching with us and you've never received that forgiveness from the Lord, if you've never had that opportunity to make a clean start, Jesus offers that. Because of him, we have forgiveness. He died on the cross for forgiveness of our sins. And he rose again to give us the promise of eternity in heaven with him, and that we would walk with him here on earth all of our days. And so if you've not made that decision, we're going to take just a moment to pause now. And I want to invite you to repeat after me. And you have a chance to make a decision today to follow the Lord for the very first time. And then for other listeners, we're going to put up another question on the screen in just a few moments that you can bring before the Lord. So would you repeat after me if that's you and you want to make a decision today to follow the Lord? Lord Jesus, I come to you and I admit that I have sinned. Your scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. So, Lord, I come to you and I confess that the sins I've done were wrong, and I repent and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for me, to forgive me, and to give me a fresh new start. You came to be my Savior. Lord, I pray that you would come into my life, that you would be my Master and my Lord, this day forth and forever. Lord, I thank you for your promise of eternity in heaven with you, and the promise that you will be with me here on earth in both the joys and the challenges. In your name, amen. Amen. Well, I want to encourage you, if you prayed that prayer today for the first time, to reach out, send us a message, go to our website. We would love to just give you more information about what that's all about and encourage you on your faith journey. But church, the Holy Spirit also convicts us of sin, even as believers, so that we can remove barriers that come between us and Him. And so today I want us to take a few moments and listen and ask this question of the Lord. God, is there any sin I need to confess to you and repent of? Is there any sin I need to confess to you and repent of? So just take some time to listen now and write down what you sense the Lord is saying to you. Jesus, we admit that all of us have sinned. And Lord, though we are followers of you, Lord, and we endeavor to do the right thing, there are times where, Lord, that sin nature of ours creeps in and we respond to the flesh rather than your spirit. God, would you wipe the slate clean, fresh and new today, Lord God? Would you forgive us and would you give us a change of heart in these matters we've written down, Lord God, so that we would be quick to obey as we move forward. We thank you, Lord, that you don't keep an account of our sin, that as we've brought it to you today, you remember it no more, and we can move forward with you in your name. Well, the Holy Spirit is also our counselor and our comforter. John 14:26 says, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." And that word in Scripture, advocate, it means counselor, it means comforter, it means strengthener and intercessor. The Holy Spirit is available to us in these capacities. And how does that work? I kind of think of, when I hear that word counselor, I think of, if you've ever gone into a counselor's office, it requires vulnerability. They cannot help you move forward unless you share and unless you are vulnerable. And I believe that same thing is true with the Holy Spirit, that we come before the Lord and we're vulnerable with Him. In Psalm, it says, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him, because God is a refuge for us." So we're just going to pause for a moment before we put the question up. And would you just take a few moments and pour out your heart before Him? Wherever you feel a lack of peace, wherever you feel grief, wherever you feel sorrow, wherever you feel overwhelmed or stressed or whatever that word is, wherever you feel a lack of joy or depression, anxiety, would you bring that before the counselor? He is able to meet you there. He is able to walk with you and bring healing in those areas. So just pour out your heart right now before Him in your own words. Thank you. Now, this is where I believe the Holy Spirit is going to speak a word of comfort to you. It may look like that scripture, a picture, something like that, a specific word. And so would you take some time now to write this down and ask the Lord, God, I have poured out my heart to you. What do you want to say to me now? I've poured out my heart to you. What do you want to say to me now? And we're just going to pause and listen for a moment. Just a reminder, church, write down what is happening. Do you feel his peace, his comfort, his healing? Do you sense that? Have you heard something specifically from the Lord today?
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. And as we enter in, the Holy Spirit is also our teacher and guide. And I was thinking through this going, how can he teach me and how can he guide me? Well, we picture ourselves in a classroom and a teacher in front of us. What do? Are we talking and giggling and writing notes, or are we listening? And I believe this morning, the Lord, or the Holy Spirit, wants, he's like the teacher in front of the classroom. He wants your attention. He is your guide. John 14:26, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, that's Jesus saying this, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So as the Holy Spirit is teaching you, he's telling you about things that Jesus has said that taught us to live as Christians, as how our life should be like. Are you listening? Or are you writing notes and giving it to your friend? Write notes of what God is telling you this morning. And John 16:13, it says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you. So he's going to guide you. You into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. So God tells the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit tells you. Again, this morning, we have our notepads out. We're writing things down. And so would you take time to listen and say this to our Father? What is something you taught that you want to remind me today? And so would you take just a few minutes to say that exact thing to the Lord? What is something you taught that you want to remind me today? And so would you go ahead and do that?
Thank you.
We've said that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us at the moment of salvation. But we've also heard reference the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, this is a subsequent experience. This is a gift that is freely given to us to empower us for witnessing, to empower us for sharing God's love with others. John 1:5 says, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And this baptism, this outpouring, particularly when you've experienced that empowering for the first time, is often accompanied by the gift of a spiritual prayer language. And this is a language that only God understands, and it allows the Holy Spirit to intercede on behalf when we don't quite know what to pray. There was a situation this week where we watched friends of ours, parents, bury and put their 9-year-old boy into the ground who died of cancer. And in that moment, as I prayed and I cried out for them, I didn't have words. And so the Holy Spirit, through that prayer language, interceded with the groanings, the utterings that were in my heart for this family and for others affected. And I felt just a peace and a comfort come upon me in that time of prayer. And that's what that spiritual prayer language does. But this morning, we want to give opportunity, because you can receive this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this baptism, right now where you are. And it may be accompanied by a spiritual prayer language. And so we're going to take a few moments just to pause. And first, we're going to ask him to pour out his Spirit on you fresh and new for that power to witness. So let's go ahead and just do that. Begin to cry out to the Lord, whether you've received that for the first time or whether you know that maybe there's some boldness that has left you. Maybe you're feeling a little more hindered in that area to say, Holy Spirit, would you fall fresh on me? We sang that today. Would you light a fire in me? Would the Spirit fall on me again? And let's make that the cry of our hearts. Jesus, Jesus, Lord God. So just want to remind you, church, a gift is freely given. Scripture says we ask and we receive. There's nothing you need to conjure up or do to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your lives. It's a simple request. Now, if you are hearing unfamiliar words welling up inside of you, speak them out loud. That's God releasing you in a prayer language. Dr. Daniel Brown, who's ministering today in many of our churches, says we don't take a leave of our senses or our minds, but it's about trusting the Lord with what he's speaking to us, and then by extension, speaking that out. If you've already received a prayer language, just go ahead and begin to use that now in praise to the Lord. Jesus, we worship you, Lord God. We praise you. Jesus, we praise you. We lift you on high. You are magnificent, God. You are majesty. Jesus, we worship you. We praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we wait for you. We wait for your pouring out. We wait for your release, Lord God, Jesus. Sing that one more time, church.
As we see fire fall down, fire fall down on us, we pray.
As we see
fire fall down, fire fall down on us, we
I want you to take a few moments now and just ask the Lord, God, please reveal to me how the power of your Holy Spirit will be used in my life to witness others. Perhaps he'll put the name of a specific person to you that you need to be praying for and being diligent to witness to. Perhaps he's going to highlight a specific situation, an opportunity, perhaps a specific method, something you need to grow in or to learn, or that he's going to use you in. So just take a few moments and ask that. Please reveal to me how the power of your Holy Spirit will be used in my life to witness to others.
Just before I touch on the next point, I just sense that some of you out there may be thinking, it's not happening right away, and I know Pastor Carolyn's touched a little bit about it, but I was just reminded of Moses when he was on Mount Sinai and was up there, and the people were waiting. They waited 40 days. Moses waited 40 days for God to speak to him. And so I want to encourage you to know that it might take 40 days. It might take 5 minutes. It might take a month. It might take 30 days. But here's the key, is that you need to keep digging into the Word. You need to seek after Him. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you. And so I just wanted to encourage you this morning with that. And so this morning, the Holy Spirit also is an equipper of gifts. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to go start at verse 3, and it says, "Therefore, I want you to know that no one who speaks by the Spirit of God says Jesus is cursed. And no one says Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of works, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to the other, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still to another, interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, he distributes them to each one just as he determines. So as you listen to the Holy Spirit about gifts, can you say this or ask this? God, is there any place where I back away? That is really a key thing, because so many of us will say, well, I don't have. There is one Spirit. And you do have, because you have to ask. You have to seek. So God is there in any place where I back away from having spiritual gifts operate through me. It could be just, is it fear that's stopping you? Is it lack of understanding? Or is it discouragement, unbelief? So would you just take a few minutes now and do that? Say that exact phrase to the Lord. God, is there any place where I back away from having spiritual gifts operate through me? I believe everyone, because it says one Spirit. So if we are calling on the Holy Spirit, there's only one Spirit. And he will release those gifts to you when they need to be released. So would you take that time to do that?
Going to once again return to a place where we began, and that is thanksgiving and praise. And I want to encourage you to thank him for what he's done today, but also to thank him for what he will do. And if this went fairly quickly for you and you wish, oh, I wish I had more time, or I wish I'd got some of those things written down, we are going to post the scripture references and the questions on our website, sermons under notes, so you can download those in PDF format and take a look at those following the service. But I want to encourage you to continue over the course of this day and week to write down what you hear. Respond to him when he speaks. In your daily time with the Lord, continue to ask him questions. They don't have to be questions formed by us, but continue to ask him to lead you and be specific in the things that you're asking, and listen for his response. If you received a prayer language today, a spiritual prayer language for the first time, continue to practice that and use that in your time with the Lord. Scripture says that the Holy Spirit illuminates God's truth to us. And just a reminder, as you're listening, you know it's God's voice if it aligns with the scriptures. So what I'd like us to do now is we're going to close in a song. I'm going to come back and just share a scripture with you in closing. But we're going to spend some time in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord for what he has done here today. So I'm going to turn it to the team for just a moment.
It is you. It is you, Lord. It's all about you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Church, will you join me as we sing, as we lift up our hands? Will you meet us here?
As we lift up our hands, will you meet us here? As we call on your name. here we have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace. It is you we adore. It is you praises are for. Only you heavens declare. It is you. It is you.
Come on, let's lift it up. Holy, holy.
Holy, holy is our God Almighty. Holy, holy is His name alone. Yeah. Holy, holy is our God Almighty. Yeah. Holy, holy is His name alone.
It is you.
We adore. It is you.
It is you.
This next step this morning is simply to share. So I don't want you to wait till tomorrow or the next day to share. If the Lord did something in you today, if He ministered to you in some way, send a text, send a Facebook message to somebody, get on our Zoom call after the service, tell somebody, phone them, and share what the Lord has done in you. Psalm 66, 16 to 20 says this: Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what He did for me. For I cried out to Him for help, praising Him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin of my heart, the Lord would have not listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, who did not ignore my prayer or withdraw His unfailing love from me. Church, would you take that promise with you? The Holy Spirit gives witness to the fact that we are God's sons and daughters. And so, Spirit, we pray today that you would seal in our hearts the work you've done in us. Lord, that we would be reminded that we are your children and that you care for us, Lord, that you care about the state of our heart. And Lord, that this ministry, these things we receive from your Holy Spirit can happen daily, Lord God, as we spend time acknowledging your presence. We thank you for this. Well, God bless you. We invite you to join in on our Zoom call following the service. We'll put the ID up on the screen or check your inbox from about a week ago and you'll see it there. But would you just carry on? You can continue in worship with the team for a few more moments.